Hi guys, so I'm back with another audio. I don't know. I haven't really talked to y'all in a while. I think the last time I recorded was around the time of my birthday week, I want to say. I recorded something for you guys. Because I, you know, was on vacation and I was having a little bit of downtime. And I was telling you guys I was supposed to go out of town, but then it didn't end up happening. And I was just like, the last 2 to 3 weeks have just been really rough on me, like dealing with my depression and just amongst other things. So I haven't really been talking to you guys like I normally would be talking to you guys. But I'm just going to give you a little update about kind of what's been going on with me. And, you know, just kind of what's next or whatever. So basically, like I said, the last 2 to 3 weeks have just been rough because I was struggling with my depression and I wasn't feeling like myself. And then I gotta charge my phone, so I already know, like, my phone getting ready to die. I just looked at that, I'm like, wait a minute, my phone gonna die while I'm trying to record. But it's plugged to the charger now. So yeah, but I haven't been doing nothing much outside of that. It's just been a rough 2 to 3 weeks. I'm finally starting to feel a little bit better. But, you know, it's all a process. It really is, of me trying to just get myself, like, back on track and things like that. So, yeah, I was just trying to enjoy the rest of my summer. That's basically what I'm trying to do. And like I said, I really want to get back to how I used to record on here with you guys. I used to tell y'all everything. I used to be open and honest. I still am open and honest, but I just feel like I don't talk about things as much as I used to on here. A lot of it because in general, I don't know if you guys believe it or not, but I'm a very private person. And I don't know, you probably are like, how is she private? She tells us everything, which I do. But in my real everyday life, I'm very private about my personal things. But on here, I wasn't private because I wanted to help people. So to me, it was like me telling my story, whether I had to go into a whole bunch of deep details to get my point across, I wanted to help other people listening. So of course, I was naturally going to tell a lot of things, even some things that probably didn't even need to be told, but I wanted to help people. And then there were times I would get on here and tell you stories about different people in my life. And again, I always want to say that anything I say about the person on here, I say to their face as well. So it's not like I'm talking behind their back, because most people know about my podcast anyway. So it was just a situation where I would tell a lot. I don't do that now. I think more so I don't do that as much now is because I just try to stay focused on the positive. And also, I think I'm in a place in my life where I'm moving a little bit differently. So I don't feel the need to come on here and probably put somebody on blast or just go too much into deep details, I guess, as I used to. But I do miss having these deep conversations with you guys. I do. And I miss being so open and telling y'all so much, because I think that's how I connected. I feel like, to me, when you make a podcast, in order to reach your audience, but in order to just be a real person doing a podcast, you have to be willing to be vulnerable, you have to be willing to be honest, and you have to tell some things that you may not always want to tell, in a sense, because you're trying to help other people, depending what kind of podcast you're doing. I should say that, because if you're doing a podcast that just talks about helping people who have mental health or helping people who use substance abuse, just these are examples, y'all, but it depends how deep you want to go to help that person, you know, so, or to help the person that you're trying to reach that's listening to you. So to me, I wanted to reach that level with you guys where I was open and honest and vulnerable with you most majority of the time. And I did do that. I just been more quiet lately because of personal things and just trying to focus on the summer and my job and all these other things. Like, for instance, like I said, my daughter, she literally is about to start kindergarten next year. So she's her last week of school for preschool is June 16th. She'll be going to daycare three days a week. And then she'll be home with me Monday through Friday because I work at home. Like, I think most of you know that, though. I think most of you do, anyway. If you don't, well, now you know. But my daughter will be doing that. And then, of course, next year for the school year, she'll be catching the bus from our house and getting off here. So I'm going to keep her doing that because it's just easier. So she won't be going to daycare at all probably next year, because I'm going to keep her home with me. It's just certain things that I'm trying to do just to keep save money, for one, because daycare is expensive as hell, and two, just to keep my daughter here with me for the most part, if I can. You know, a lot of parents can't keep their kids at home because they work in the office or they work at a place where they have to go into the job every single day. I was blessed that my boss, or that the job I work at, my department, is all remote. So I was blessed to have that we don't have to be in the office. We can just be at home as much and as long as we want to. And so that was important to me. And that's why as long as I'm home, my daughter is safe to be here with me. If there ever changes, of course, she would have to go back to daycare. But for now, we're good enough where I don't have to worry about that. So hold on, you guys, 1 minute. Sorry, you guys, my daughter called me in the middle of recording. I'm hoping this recording doesn't have a lot of breaks in it, but if my daughter keeps calling me, I'll have to keep stopping and re-recording, which is going to leave a whole lot of breaks in between this episode. So I'm trying to get through this episode, at least make it 20 minutes while being interrupted. I'm sorry, y'all. But back to what I was saying, I just been trying to focus on that. My daughter going next year, her, you know, catching the bus here in the morning and then getting dropped off here, and I've just been trying to focus on that and trying to make sure she has a great summer. I've been focused on my family and my friends and my boyfriend, and just trying to enjoy my life, because I feel like I've spent so much time depressed and so much time not being happy that all that stuff starts to affect me. Like, I literally had to teach myself and show myself as of recently that I have to stop letting what other people do affect me. A lot of times when I get in certain situations with friends, family, or whomever, I tend to let that person's mood or that person's behavior affect my mood and my behavior. And it's like, I'm learning that I can't keep doing that. Like, I have to still keep doing me and living my life for me. And I can't worry about another person and something they choose to do. Like, let's say somebody doesn't call me back on time, I get upset sometimes. Like, I've had to learn that, so what? They may not call me back at the exact time. People get busy, it happens. It's like, for an example, if your boyfriend works at a clothing store and he said, I'm gonna call you at 3 o'clock. Well, let's say he doesn't call at 3 because he gets a customer that comes through the door at 3 o'clock, so he can't call you at 3. He doesn't call you till 3:15 once the customer's done and gone, and he rings him up and helps him get his purchase. So you can't, stuff like that is out of that person's control and out of your control. You can't control that somebody came in the store at 3 o'clock and supposed to call you back. So it's like stuff like that. I'm just learning that I can't let stuff affect me. Or if somebody said they're gonna come see me at a certain time, but again, they get stuck in traffic on the interstate and they don't make it at that exact time because they're stuck in traffic, whose fault is that? It's not their fault, it's not my fault. They can't help that traffic was there. So I'm just learning to not let the little things upset me so much. Like, even for example, yesterday, my boyfriend was like, babe, you know, we had texted each other and we talked all day, and I was waiting for him to call me back. He didn't call me back right on time, but I didn't get mad at him either, because for one, I had took some Tylenol because I was in pain, and I fell asleep. So when he called me, I was still half asleep, but we talked a little bit before he said, I'm going to call you again when I get home. But I wasn't upset about it because I realized that I was asleep, for one. Two, he got busy. That was out of his control. So I'm learning that in life, I cannot control everything. I only control myself and how I react to certain things. So I'm just learning, like I said, that you only can have control over you. You can't control what another human being does. And sometimes people may do things, but it's not actually their fault. Things happen and that cause it. And if it's their fault because they didn't have none of this stuff that I gave examples, none of these examples happened and that person just randomly didn't call you back, they just didn't care, then that's another situation. That's where you need to look at them like, really? But if it's a situation where the person couldn't control it and something happened out of their control, so they couldn't call or couldn't come to you at the time they said they were coming, that's not their fault. But like I said, we still, as a woman and just in general as human beings, we got to learn to stop letting other people's actions control our mood and make us feel bad and make us not feel good. So I had to learn, like, not to worry and sweat the small stuff. You just got to live your life, enjoy your life, have fun, and not worry about things that really don't mean nothing, really does, shouldn't affect you in a sense, you know. Because a lot of times what we don't realize is the people that hurt us and do things to us, sometimes they're moving on with their life while we're sitting here affected by what they've done to us. Like, one time at my current job, my old boss said, embarrassed me in front of a bunch of coworkers. Embarrassed me straight up. I was so pissed off that whole weekend. I remember telling my friend about it. My friend was like, you're upset about this. Meanwhile, she's probably moving on with her weekend. She's enjoying her weekend. She's not even thinking about what she said to you, what she did to you, but you're letting it stress you out. I was so pissed. I was ready to go to HR and get her in trouble because I was that angry. But I didn't do it because my friend was right. My friend was exactly right. I had to let that slide and say, you know what? She did something that was ignorant. But again, instead of me retaliating, instead of me getting angry about it, I had to learn to let it go because certain stuff people do, they're just ignorant. You can't control ignorant people, and you can't control people that do stupid stuff all the time. All you can do is walk away from it knowing that you turned the other cheek, you prayed for them, and you kept it moving. Because you got to realize God will deal with people how they deal with them. And karma is real. Like my boss, the boss that was on top of my old boss, she ended up losing her job. That lady had tried to get me fired one time. I remember her trying to get me fired because she tried to say I was cheating time at work, which I was not doing. So she tried to get me fired. Mind you, now she's the one that doesn't have a job. Like months later, like I said, karma's real. She ended up losing her job. So, like I say all that to say, people got to watch what they do to other people because time and time again, God is real and karma is real, and what you do to other people will come back on you, literally. So it's even with my old boss, the one I don't really care for, she hasn't gotten fired yet or anything like that, but she did get in trouble a few weeks ago because she literally was not doing her job. She literally was she had an incident with the people that clean our building, where she wasn't paying the lady on time. The lady went to her boss and she got in trouble because she wasn't paying her on time like she was supposed to. She purposely put the check in the mail late so she would get her money on time. So she got in trouble for that. And that was not too long ago. And I was like, that was karma right there for her. So certain things people do to you, you got to understand that. That's why I use those examples for how I deal with situations now. I don't allow them to affect me or ruin my day or get me upset because people will do what they want to do. But you can't allow that to affect and control you. Let that person do them and you do you. Because God is going to watch over you. Karma is going to get that person for whatever they do to you. Or people who do you wrong, God has got you and karma will definitely get them. So I don't allow these things to affect me as they used to affect me years ago. Because I had to learn that what is the purpose of me sitting here being affected by someone who's moving on with their life and doing their thing, and I'm sitting here all upset and in my feelings, and that person clearly shouldn't even have that much power over me. Seriously, he shouldn't. And like I said, I had to teach myself a lot. Even in my current relationship, I had to learn to listen to my boyfriend more. I had to learn to take his advice more because he would tell me things and I literally want to do my own thing, and he would just want to help me. But because I'm so used to wanting to do everything on my own, I wanted to take all the control. And when he would tell me little things to do, I'd be like, nope, I'm doing it my way. He would get upset like, babe, I'm just trying to help you. He was like, I'm just trying to help you with a different way. So I had to learn not to push back on certain things, on what he was saying, to listen to him. Take his advice, because sometimes he's actually right and I'm actually wrong and I don't even realize it. And also just learning to love him and take him as he is, you know? So I've had to learn like no pushback. I had learned to listen to him more. I've had learned to be not such a nagging girlfriend. There's times where I would nag him about stuff and he'll be like, babe, I heard you the first time, but I will continue to nag because I feel like sometimes we feel like if the person isn't doing something right away or they're not doing it the way that we want them to, it's not right, which is not true. So I had to learn to pull back on some things that I was catching myself doing because I didn't want it to affect our relationship, because it was affecting our relationship. And it's just certain things that, like I said, I had to learn to do certain things differently, you know? And like I told you guys, I even thought about going back to therapy because I know I still have some healing to do. But honestly, I don't want to waste anyone's time, y'all. I don't want to waste my therapist's time because she might go into that session really trying to help me. And if I'm not ready to hear what she has to say and I'm not ready to listen or take it on, why should I waste my time and her time? Now, I did reach out to my therapist like a few days ago. I think a few days ago, this week, to have a therapy session where she said she would be glad to see me again. Told me to make it, she'll see me soon. I never scheduled the appointment because I kind of thought about it and I said to myself, I don't want to waste anyone's time. This is not saying I don't want to heal. I do want to heal and I've been taking steps on my own to do so, but I'm not ready to sit in a session and talk about all these things just yet. I'm just not. I've done it in the past, and right now I'm just not ready to do it. Now my boyfriend thinks, babe, you should probably go, and I agree with him. I do need to go, but the problem is I don't want to waste her time or my time, because I feel like when you're in a therapy session and you're venting and you're telling the person your stuff and they're giving you tips and advice on what to do, my point is, why waste time and have her do all that if I'm not ready or in a place to receive it? You see what I'm saying? So it's not that I don't want to go back. It's that I want to do it at a different time when I know I'm ready to receive all the stuff she's willing to give me. So just realizing that, you guys, and just realizing that I just haven't been present on here, not because I don't want to be, but because a lot of times I don't know what to record, to be honest with y'all. Like, I used to have a whole topic of what I wanted to record for you guys. I know when I started this podcast, it was about mental health, and they went on to me talking about relationships and a whole bunch of other things, which I still talk about mental health every now and then. The point being is that I still want this podcast to be about helping people, because that's what the reason I started it for. And it will still be that way. However, I just have a million other things that I'm dealing with in my life right now. And sometimes, you know, like I told you guys, I've been getting into TikTok, which I love TikTok. It's cool. So I've been TikToking a little bit more, and I've been doing more things. But I just feel like it's like I was on YouTube this morning, and there was a girl on there who I follow, who I love to death. I love her content. And she literally was talking about how she got locked out of her cell phone for a couple of months. I mean, for like a month or two or a couple of weeks, and she couldn't get in there. And she said that at first she was upset about it because she couldn't, you know, record content or do anything or get into her Gmail or anything. But she said then she realized that after she got upset and did all these things, she said she realized that she actually didn't miss social media. She was like, I didn't even miss it. She was like, it's nothing but drama every time I open my phone and look at social media. And that's so true. And that's how I feel. I feel like social media can be nice, but it also can be the devil. And when you open your phone to go on social media, you don't know if you're walking into drama or what you're going to walk into. And so a lot of times I do get on social media, and then sometimes I don't want to be on there at all because it's nothing but negativity. There's times where I just want to be away from my phone and focusing on other things that make me happy. And that's just where I'm at right now, y'all. Like, I'm trying to be happy. I'm trying to be focused on my daughter, my boyfriend, and other things in my life. And I don't want to be sitting around depressed. Like, for the last 3 weeks, I was struggling with my depression so bad. I finally, now today, have gotten back on track. But I've had to learn that certain things I don't want to go back to. So if I don't record on here, don't take offense to it. Don't think I don't miss you guys. Don't think I don't care. Because I definitely care. It's just a simple fact that sometimes I don't want to record when I have nothing to say. And I don't want to record when I feel like I'm depressed, because then I bring that negative energy onto here. So I'd be trying to look out for everybody who listens to me. So I will be getting back into my recording with you guys. I know I say this every time we talk, but I'm definitely going to start recording at least once or twice a week. And I'm going to sit down and make up topics to record with you guys, because I feel like that's important to have topics to record from. Because when's the last time I've done that? I used to record topics all the time about what I want to talk about with you guys, and I stopped doing it. But I want to get back. And also, it's not only that, but I want to start focusing more on me. This is outside of the podcast, y'all. My point is, I feel like so much of my focus has been on to other people. So much of my focus has been me focusing on another person, whether it be a boyfriend or a friendship or a family member or whomever. So I feel like I need to put the focus back onto myself. Now, I feel like a lot of times as women, we get so caught up in our family, being wives and all these things we're trying to do, working and cooking dinner and doing all these things, we forget about ourselves. And I feel like sometimes I completely forget about myself and I just worry about everybody but me. And it's like, I'm tired of doing that. So that's why to certain situations, I'm not going to stress over. I'm not going to stress if my boyfriend doesn't call me back right away. I'm not going to stress if he doesn't come see me at the exact time, because I feel like these are little things to stress over, and I feel like they affect my mood, and I don't want nothing to affect my mood anymore. You know, I want to focus more on me. Like, I want to be on the go. I'm literally like, my boyfriend is always on the go. Since he's been in New York, he's always, when he's not working, he's with his friends, with his family, he's always out, he's doing something fun all the time. Of course, New York City, there's always something to do anyway, right? But anyway, my point being is, I even told him the other day, I said, babe, I want to start being on the go more. I want to go more. I want to do things more. And it's not like me sitting in the house is by choice. Nobody's put a gun in my head and said, you got to stay in the house, Sherelle. I just have chosen to, because of depression and other things in my life, I just stay in the house all the time. And I don't really go, but then because my anxiety is so bad when I drive, so only certain places I can't go at this time. So because of that, I've chosen to stay in the house. But I said, you know what? I will not do that anymore. I'm not going to use that as an excuse. My anxiety and all these excuses I've made up Because I feel like even though I have anxiety, I still can try to push through and try to make myself leave the house to make it better, you know? And so my goal now is just to really get out of the damn house. I want to get out of the house. I want to hang with my friends more. I want to do more stuff with my daughter. I just want to enjoy my summer. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm not worried about all these outside things going on. I'm just focusing on my happiness and being with my daughter and being with my family. So for now, that's what I'm going to be doing, you guys. And I'm going to record and tell you guys about everything that I do. I promise you that. But I'm going to start focusing more on Sherelle and less on other people around me, because I feel like all my life, and because of my codependency too, I spent so much time worrying about other people and their happiness and what made them happy and what I could do to help them or fix their problems. But I feel like I've never focused that onto myself. So I feel like now it's time for me. I'm 33 now, y'all. 33 years old. I'm ready to focus on Sherelle. I'm ready to do what makes Sherelle happy. I'm not trying to sit here and focus on another human being as much, because like I told you guys, we don't realize that when we're putting all this energy into other people, we're forgetting about us. And once you start to neglect yourself, then you don't care about yourself no more. No longer, whatever happens to you just happens to you, because you're neglecting yourself. And I don't want to neglect myself. I don't want to worry and stress about a relationship or a friendship or whatever. You know, I just don't want to stress over those things. I don't want to be worrying about if I'm going to have a relationship next week or not. I don't want to be worrying about if me and my best friend are going to stop talking next week because I told her something I didn't like that she did. I don't want to stress over, these are examples, y'all, but I don't want to stress over the small shit anymore in my life. Like, I just want to focus on being completely happy, you know, with me. And there's so many things that I want to do in my life. So many things that I have not even accomplished or done because I thought I couldn't do it, or I just was focused so busy on other people. I'm like, no, I'm going to focus more on Sherelle. I'm going to focus more on my happiness and what makes me feel good inside. Because I feel like life is short. Like I told my boyfriend this morning when I texted him, I said, babe, I said, life is so short. I said, we look at life as everyday time waits for no one. Time goes by quick. We only have 24 hours in a day. And as you see now, it's 2:57 p.m. my time. Might be earlier in the morning to somebody else's time. My point being is that you only have 24 hours in a day, and use that 24 hours to enjoy your life and get out the house. I saw a girl on TikTok take herself on a date, sat in the back of her trunk and ate in her car and had a date. I want to do stuff like that with myself. I want to go and take myself on dates, do different things for me. I've never done nothing like that, y'all. Never took myself on a date. Never grabbed some food and just sat somewhere and ate it and just looked around at the scenery I was in. Like, I'm learning that these are things that I want to do, things I want to cherish, things that I want to do for myself. Like, for now, I want to take myself on dates. I want to go do fun stuff with my daughter. I just want to live a life that doesn't involve me being depressed all the time, doesn't involve me trying to people please and worry more about other people than myself. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's like, that's what I'm focused on right now. Like today, it's 2:58. Me and my boyfriend, I texted him this morning. Me and him didn't speak that much this morning. But is it bothering me? No, because I'm realizing that he gets busy, I get busy, and it shouldn't have an effect on me that he hasn't texted me back right away. So I feel like these are little examples I'm using as to focus on yourself. And just realize that other people in your life get busy. They may not always text or call you on time, but that is okay. Life happens. And like I said, you got to know the difference between somebody who really cares for you and somebody that's willing to just keep hurting you. There's a huge difference between somebody who can't call you back on time because they got a customer in the store, or they got busy, or something came up, and then versus somebody who could call you back, but they're just looking at their phone on TikTok instead of calling you back. So you got to decipher the difference between that, you guys. You really do. But my point being is that don't let other people affect your mood. Let's enjoy life. Let's enjoy our family, our friends, and the people that are important to us. Because life is so short. Like I told you guys, life is short. Time waits for no one. Enjoy the life that God has given you. Enjoy it. Savor it. Do what you want to do to make you happy. Because that's what I'm focused on for now. I'm really focused on doing what makes me happy. And I don't really care what another person has to say about it. If another person feels a certain way because I choose to make myself happy, then I don't know what to say to that person. They can feel how they want to feel, but I'm still going to do me and do what makes me happy. That's what I'm doing. Because I feel like too much time has been spent worrying about another human being, and not enough time has been spent worrying about Sherelle. And that's what causes depression too, because sometimes we get depressed and we get ourselves down because we feel like we're not enough. We feel like we're not doing enough. We feel like other people are coming over top of us, and then we start to feel depressed because we feel like we're depriving ourselves, and we know we are, but we just don't. We allow so many other things to affect us. Like, I just don't want to stress over the small stuff anymore, y'all. I just don't. I want to live my life and I want to be happy. And I don't know what's next for me, y'all. I never do. It's just, it's all in God's planning and God's timing. I just want to focus on the happy stuff, though. Not the sad stuff, not the depressing stuff, not the stuff that, you know, most people would focus on if they were in my shoes. But I want to focus on being happy. Sorry, y'all. I didn't know my TV was going to come and be loud like that. But yeah, so I'm basically about to play my video game in a minute, y'all. I'm going to play my video game for like 10 minutes and I got to wash my hair because this my ear's starting to hurt again, y'all. Literally, like, I took the Tylenol. It's not hurting as much, but it's starting to hurt again a little bit. But yeah, so I just want to focus on the things that make me the happiest, you know? And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to focus on my happiness and what I can do for me. You know, I just feel like the biggest thing that I'm learning is that I don't have control over everything around me. I just don't. And in life, you don't. There's only certain things we can control. We can't control everything. So it's like, why not live my best life? Why not focus more on myself instead of the things that are affecting me so much, you know? Like, focus on the positive things. Like, hey, you may have not gotten that job you wanted, but at least you got two more interviews to back it up that you can go on. Or you may not have gotten your car fixed for the price you wanted, but hey, they gave you a coupon for the next time you come to get a discount on an oil change. So it's like, let's focus on the positive things, you know? Like, I've been so focused on, I think, a lot of negativity lately and the stuff that I don't have or that I want that's not in front of me yet, you know? Like, yeah, and it's just like, why focus on that when I can focus on positive things? So that's what I plan on doing, just being positive and trying to focus on what makes me happy. Oh. So, I don't know, y'all. But yeah, I haven't been up, like I said, this whole episode was supposed to be about what I've been up to. But like I said, I haven't been up to much, y'all. Have not. And so I'm just going to get back to focusing on me. But I do plan to try to record at least twice a week for y'all. I'm going to write down some episode ideas today. I promise I will. And hopefully in me writing down the episode ideas, I'll be able to record them for you guys twice a week. But today's Saturday and I'm about to enjoy my day. I'm going to play a game. Then I'm going to try to go ahead and wash my hair so I can re-braid it. And that's what I'm going to be doing today, y'all. And then I'm going to go ahead and just enjoy the rest of my day, pretty much. That's basically what I'm going to be doing. I kind of don't want to be on my phone that much today, to be honest with y'all. Like, normally I'm, like, glued to my phone because I'm always wanting to be under my phone to see what's happening or who's calling, who's texting me. And that's why I go back to the phone is the devil, because we don't even realize, but we are glued to our cell phones 24/7. Most of us are anyway. Even adults are. Children are. Teenagers are. Children. Like, we're just glued to our phone all day. We're literally on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever. We're doing something on our phones all the time, so we don't even realize that because we're on our phones so much, we don't even see reality anymore. We're forgetting about the reality, and we're just forgetting about everything around us because we're focused on our phone. Like, I literally would have days where I would sit by my phone waiting for somebody to call me, text me, and I'm being honest with y'all. Honestly, I would do that some days. Some days when, you know, you would send a text or you just waiting for a certain person or somebody to text or call. I remember doing those things. Just because you are so glued to your phone, you're waiting for a phone call, a text, you're waiting for something to come through on your phone. And it's like, why? And I had to ask myself, why are you doing that, Sherelle? Because at the end of the day, you got to be realistic. Why are you waiting for a phone call or text from somebody, whether it be a friendship, relationship, or family member, or whomever? You're wasting your day. Because that person is probably doing other things, for one. Two, that person is probably, like I said, that person's doing other things. They may text you, but not as soon as you want them to. They may call you, but not as soon as you want to. The point being is that why waste your day glued to a phone worrying about another human being? Live your life. Enjoy your day. If that person texts and calls you, they will do it when they're ready to do it. Don't sit there glued to your phone waiting for a text or call. Don't sit there glued to your phone on social media all day because it's not healthy. And I think a lot of us have gotten caught up in that. And that's why sometimes, like I said, for me, I even caught myself getting addicted to TikTok. Because honestly, when I was on my vacation, I was TikToking every day. I would be doing like 5-6 videos a day because I would get addicted to it. But I had to learn, like, I don't want to be on TikTok that much. I love TikTok. It's a great site, even though sometimes it has a little bit of, it's a little bit dramatic at times and has chaos to it. But I have to learn, like, I don't want to be glued to my phone on TikTok all day. And so today, and I even said I was going to start turning my phone off twice a day. Now, I have not committed to that yet, y'all, to be honest with you. I have not started it yet. But I need to start doing it, turning my phone off twice a day. Right now, my phone is on Do Not Disturb, so, you know, nobody really gets my messages any damn way, which is totally cool. Basically, yeah, I have my phone, like I say, I keep my phone on Do Not Disturb every day. The only people that can call me is like the people in my group, which my boyfriend's in that group, and then my family, and then my daughter's school, and all the emergency numbers. But other than that, my phone stays on Do Not Disturb all day, because I don't want to be disturbed by things I don't need to be disturbed by. So like I said, y'all, you got to live your best life, and you got to live your life for you. And that's all you can do. Can't worry about another human being or another person. You just got to do what makes you happy, and that's all you really can do. And that's what I'm going to focus on myself today and the rest of the weekend. I'm not going to be glued to my phone. Like, once I finish this recording, I promise I'm going to upload it, y'all. I know I've been not uploading a lot of stuff. I'm going to upload this episode for you guys, and then I'm going to toss my phone to the side, and I'm going to focus on playing the game. Then I'm going to do my hair, and that's how I'm going to enjoy my day. And I'm hoping I can get this damn earring out of my ear, y'all. I don't know if I told y'all, but this cartilage piercing, never get a cartilage piercing, y'all, if you can avoid it. Because I've had this cartilage piercing since I was like 20 or 21, and I'm now older than that. And this piercing hurts like hell. It's like my whole ear is swollen. I can't get the earring out. I've been trying for days. And my ear is just swolled up. So I don't know what's going to happen. I've like even went and grabbed my dad's wrench, because I was actually going to pull this thing out of my damn ear with the wrench. But then I got scared, because I'm like, what happens if the wrench pulls it too hard and it messes my ear up? Because my dad had a wrench, so I went and grabbed his wrench to try to pull out the earring. But then I was like, I didn't want to hurt myself. I still might try to do the wrench today later on. But I think to do it, I would have to like grip the wrench on it and just get the wrench to kind of pull it. So I might try to do my dad's wrench later on to try to pull the earring out of my ear. Because I'm desperate, y'all. I tried tweezers yesterday, but the tweezers didn't really do anything. So that's my last attempt. But for right now, I don't want to mess with my ear because it's not hurting that bad right now. But I know later on it will be. So anyway, y'all, I'm going to get ready to end this, though. And I'm probably going to, like I said, play the game for a bit. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace and love. Love you all.